Linda Springer is executive director of the government and public sector for Ernst & Young, former controller at the Office of Management and Budget. She is here as part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People. Linda, it's great to talk to you as always. What is your sense of how the financial management organizations and agencies are meeting that collaboration challenge these days?
I think, Francis, that it is definitely a much stronger relationship across the C-suite offices than we've had before. Data is really the touchstone here between those and the linkage point. Data reliability, timeliness of data, focus on data as it relates to program measurement, and how to get that data in a way that facilitates decision-making brings all of the C-suite members together, and I think we're seeing more and more of it.
What is driving that collaboration? Is it just the data, or are there other factors that you think are pushing these people closer together?
Well, I think that the technology certainly does it. Things aren't viewed in silos anymore the way they were maybe 10, 15 years ago and even more recently. The tools that are used need to be informed by the user communities to a greater extent. The security around those various systems and tools and the data are critical. And so I think that the leading practice agencies recognize that a collaborative approach that draws on the skills and perspectives of the CFOs, the CIOs, candidly the CAOs and chief risk officers and others really creates a better working environment and a better relationship that will facilitate the achievement of the mission in the agencies. It's interesting, Francis, just one other perspective here. When you look at the budget that was just released, and I'm sure others have commented as well, but I will join them in the analytical perspectives, the focus on program evaluation and performance measurement is focused on data, and it's not the paper and pencil type of data. So all of those areas working collaboratively will be able to achieve the type of analysis and mission support that really is required in today's world.
Now, you mentioned some job titles there, Linda, that I don't hear sometimes in this collaboration conversation, chief risk officer and others. So is this collaboration effort complete or finished at agencies, or are there still other people that maybe should be in this mix that aren't at the present time?
I think it varies. Again, in the best cases, we see that these positions are not only in place, but are often taken on as a role for someone who knows the agency well, knows the business of the agency well, so that we'll see great collaboration. Sometimes the organizational dynamics are such that the chief risk officer, for example, may provide a linkage between different parts of the C-suite and may be housed within one of those areas. And so I do think that it does make a lot of sense, and to it does support that overall result. I think that this whole sequestration process and the budget formulation process that all of the agencies have just gone through has also engendered an environment where people by necessity have had to work closely together. And certainly the chief human capital officers are part of that as well. So I do think that these are not isolated areas of practice, but they are ones that, in the best case, are working closely together.
Former controller at the Office of Management and Budget, Linda Springer, now at Ernst & Young. What is your sense of succession planning? I mean, we've talked a lot on this series this week about the way things are today, and we've talked about the changing roles of the people who are doing these jobs now, but we're going to need another generation of folks here before too long. You certainly are aware of that from your experience at OPM, and looking at the raw numbers of how old people are in the various agencies across government.
Yes, and we've seen recently an uptick in retirements. I haven't looked at the specific positions, but I think that one of the things that has been an initiative that needs to continue is the experience that senior leaders and others have in being able to rotate, move to other areas, related areas, obviously, not resetting and going back to square one as a novice, but to get a better sense of what some of the other areas are and can benefit from the skill sets. But then certainly recruiting is going to be critical. I'll put in a word here and join others that have said that this We need to continue to reinforce the notion that public service is a good thing, and it's a good thing for people with the back office management capabilities that are needed, that are critical to program success as well. This isn't just about the more highlighted and maybe attractive positions that are solving crime or finding cures for diseases, and as wonderful as those are, the back office functions are very, very important, and management quality requires really good people. So I hope that, you know, people from various political parts of the spectrum will continue to support public service so that people are encouraged to go into these positions, and that the best and brightest people will find great value in those and satisfaction.
Do you worry at all that we'll have this focus on the budget for a couple of years, people will be paying attention to these back office functions as you're talking about, and then people will kind of just start to drift away from this as a topic of conversation? It won't continue to generate the kind of attention that it's generating right now, and we'll kind of go into a period of malaise where people just don't think about it that much? Or is this, because of the budget situation, is this something that you think will be on people's minds for a long time to come?
I think that there will be an ongoing focus in one form or another on outcomes, on performance, on having access to data, on analytics, improper payments, I'll say it positively, the propriety of payments and are, you know, the intended outcomes. The grants area is one that's highlighted, for example, in the budget this week. So I think that all of those will continue to be important going forward. I do not see a lapse in the attentiveness to those things, and all of those, again, require the type of discipline and management excellence that you find from these C-suite areas.